You're listening to episode number 1917 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 1st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Wait. Let me think.
Let me think.
That was just yesterday, right?
Yeah, that was just yesterday.
The day before. Non-productive.
Non-freaking productive.
That's how my weekend was. How was yours?
About the same. Time for random facts.
Random facts.
Only 5% of the calls routed to fire departments in the United States are for actual fires. Most of them are for medical emergencies.
I believe it.
I knew that. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, because when I was a young Boy Scout leader and I took my little Cub Scout pack den to the fire station, they say, we roll on car accidents, rattlesnake calls, we go everywhere.
Cats and trees.
Can openers were invented in 1858. Wow, which was 48 years after cans were invented. What do they do for those 48 years? Well,
it's like picks and...
Wait.
Okay, all right.
During those years in between, the most popular way to open cans was smashing them with a hammer and a chisel. Oh, my God.
It's not the... Well, I wouldn't say the cart before the horse.
No, I know.
So let's have this great invention, but you can't get in it except pounding the crap out of it.
I know. And then how much do you waste?
True.
Because beating the crap out of a can means something's going to spill.
And if you're beating the crap out of a can, I don't think cats are going to come the same. They probably didn't respond the same back then.
They need that can opener. They need an electric can opener. And Antarctica gets about 44,000 tourists a year. That's up from 5,000 tourists a year in 1990. Boy, people are
interested. Where do they go?
In Antarctica. I don't know. Maybe there's some good Airbnb down there. Maybe there's no quarantining.
I mean,
maybe
they don't show the igloos for on Airbnb down there. I don't know.
I think you can go there and you're not to wear a mask. Because if you are outside long enough, your face will freeze off.
Well, you can probably store some vaccine down there.
Yeah, no kidding. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Prince Harry, he says the process of separating from royal life has been very difficult for him and his wife, Meghan.
So
the remarks were part of a teaser for next Sunday's Sit Down with Oprah.
Yep, that is next Sunday, isn't it? Now, see, our next Sunday night is taken because we obviously have to watch that.
Well, see, I don't need to now. You know why?
Why?
Because I watched a clip of him on James Corden.
Oh.
That was far more informative to me. You know, them going on an open-air bus, having tea on the open-air bus in Los Angeles.
Oh, is that what they did? Okay.
Sightseeing, yeah.
Oh, did they do carpool karaoke?
No.
Well.
No. Now, Prince Harry did ask about that.
Yeah.
Now, they did stop by. Now, then James, he really made a pitch for Harry and Meghan to live at the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's mansion. So they went by the actual mansion.
Oh, did they really?
Prince Harry used the bathroom inside.
Oh, he got to go in.
He did.
Did they like knock on the door?
They
like,
did.
He was like, hello, we've got TV cameras here.
James is trying to hook up a sale.
Oh, okay.
They're not selling, but he wants them to sell them to Prince Harry. Because then the prince would live in the prince of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's house.
I get it. That's so dun, lame, dun, James. Dun, 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 so lame.
Prince Harry, when he was on, when they were going about sightseeing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, James was showing him the sights of Los Angeles.
Sure,
you know.
Sure. Of course, like, he doesn't know he lives here, but whatever.
Well, He hasn't been sightseeing.
He's new in town. That is true. 30 years ago, I was new in town, too. It's taken me 30 years to find everything, but I think I've found everything, including West Covina.
He said something that I thought, okay, I can be more tolerant of this. Because he mentioned that how hard the paparazzi is on his mental health. And that I get because he was just a kid.
Are they still following him? Because he's not royal anymore. It's not a big deal.
So anyway.
He's going to be on Oprah next week.
So during 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Two clips aired.
Okay.
And he says, I can't begin to imagine. I can't do that. Sorry.
That?
What it must have been like. Because it's been unbelievably tough for the two of us. But at least we have each other. I'm a bit more forgiving of him. I still don't know if I'm forgiving of her.
Well, you find out next week.
It doesn't mean I have to watch it.
You got to watch it.
Oh.
I expect you next week at this time to give us a full flipping report.
Well, the red carpet was different to say the least last night.
To say the least.
I had to say the least. at the old Golden Globes. Hey, did you see the lactating commercial?
I saw the end of it. I wasn't thinking about it, and then I heard what I, you know, because I'd watched it on YouTube last week.
I did too.
And then I kind of heard it, and I'm going like, oh, there it is. I looked up at the TV, and it was over.
Yeah, I missed it. One of, was one
I think
of my
it was
long
shorter.
Breaks, I, guess.
I think it was shorter than the one that they
it
ran on YouTube.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I think they didn't let the whole thing air.
Yeah, but. See, I don't know. We haven't seen yet. And right, I, anyway. I don't want to go back and look at it.
I digress, kind of.
Yeah,
I mean,
sorry.
Speaking of Globes, I mean, yeah. Anyway, we're not talking.
We couldn't let that one go. Not even one more year about the Globes and the boob jokes. But that's okay. Because that's what we're here for, by God.
Because it was just there.
Did
so.
Kate Hudson grow new boobs this year? My God.
Once I realized that was her,
yeah.
It was on a separate thing. It
yeah,
was a,
yeah.
later on.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. That dress goes to the waist and it
yeah.
like. She's. It looks like she's pulling some fabric over to cover her boobs, but I didn't even realize it was Kate Hudson.
I don't know when she grow those boobs because she's always been a little like her mom.
She became a mommy.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe she got them then.
Things happen with boobs when you're,
true.
You know, having a kid. And
yeah,
stuff.
That's true. Anyway, enough about Globes. Or are we still talking about? We're talking about the red carpet. I'm sorry. Speaking of Globes.
All right, so, and we're not talking about the virtual Zoom interviews with stars who were
some of those.
All glammed up in hotel
Pretty
rooms.
Lame.
And in
Pretty
their homes.
Lame.
I think it's great they all dress up.
They didn't all dress up. Some didn't. Did you see Jason Sudeikis last night? He's wearing a damn hoodie.
But see, they really stood out, didn't they? I mean, because Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster and her wife and their dog looked like they were having a slumber party.
See, I didn't realize that Jodie Foster was wearing PJs. I thought if she was wearing.
It looked like she was.
Well, then it dawned
on
me.
That top and bottom match, they're PJs. I don't care what they're made out of. If it's the same fabric, to me, it's PJs, not a woman.
Well, it was less obvious on Jodie Foster that it was PJs. On her wife,
she looked like she was
ready. Very obvious.
Yeah, I know. We digress, and now we're running out of time for the story.
All right, so there was no bottled water shills.
Wow.
No turns on the Golden Globes fashion turntable.
I missed that one.
But the biggest miss last night was possibly Ryan Seacrest, who for the first time in 14 years... hit the showers.
That's right. He didn't do it last night. I didn't turn to E.
He hit the showers.
He hit the showers. Wow.
Yeah, I said showers just a minute ago.
Showers.
You hear that?
He said showers.
He hit the showers. And he hit the showers. Now, of course, he posted a shower video on Instagram last night. Practicing
his
lines.
Oh, that's what you mean by showers. Okay. All right. I see what you mean.
He was practicing his lines in the shower for American Idol, which aired opposite the Globes last night. And I do love me some American Idol. I do.
Do you watch The Voice?
No.
You're talking about American Idol. Maybe we can.
But I wasn't
maybe
talking
we can
about
take
The
turns.
Voice.
Maybe you can watch American Idol and I can watch The Voice and we can meet in the middle and discuss it. Or maybe we can just call Halle Berry every morning and ask her, Halle.
Oh, poor Halle.
What did you wear last night to bed?
Ugh.
You know what she'd say? Nothing.
Oh. I thought you meant nothing is not respond.
No. She'd say, nothing. I'm a lunch.
Oh, goodness. You're a lunch.
My lecherous days have not ended at all. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.